The birds are chirping once again, the grass seems greener, the sky looks bluer, and everything looks right again. Australia back in the Border Gavaskar Trophy after beating India by 10 wickets at the Adelaide Oval in the pink ball test. Shahbel here from cricblog.net, one half of the Crickblog podcast, and as you can tell, a very happy Australia fan. Welcome to Crickblog TV, and to those listeners on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from, welcome to you as well. In this video, we'll look at five key reasons why Australia won this test, and also touch on why India lost, looking at things from a tactical perspective as well. But it's a fantastic win from the Aussies. There was a lot of pressure on the team heading into this game. While there is a lot of time left in this series, of course, so many things can change, as we've seen from Perth to Adelaide. The main thing is Australia back in the series, because this was a test match we had to win. The first reason is a magnificent day one, and it started by Mitchell Starc, who was, you know, showcased his amazing record in the pink ball test. Magnificent numbers, more than 10 points better than his average with the red ball when it comes to the pink ball, Mitch Starc. He got the wicket first ball, but I think his even more important spell was when Shubman Gill and KL Rahul were looking very good in that first session. They're one for 60 odd, and Australia needed something. It was actually Nathan McSweeney, who I'll talk about in a little while as well, his catch, an outstanding catch to dismiss KL Rahul, that turned the tide. India lost a whole bunch of wickets. They have a four down at the big break. And then Australia knocked India over for 180. So that was a big moment. I think India batted potentially a bit carelessly, thinking they can blow Australia away under lights. But I think Australia were very aggressive, led by Mitch Starc. And I thought Pat Cummins started to show his best. And Scott Boland proved a very, very worthy replacement for Josh Hazlewood. The second reason, and arguably maybe the biggest, is the final session on day one. Nathan McSweeney and Manus Labuschagne batting through and getting Australia to stumps just one down. That was a huge moment in the test match. The thing is, with McSweeney, he's a fighter. He'll bat time. And that's what you need in a series like this. Those first 25 to 30 overs, I think, are going to be absolutely crucial in this series. There's been a couple of times in this series where the batting side has got through that period really well. That was India in the second innings at Perth. We saw what happened there. That was Australia in the first innings here, and that led to a win. If you can limit the damage in the first 25-30 overs, you're on your way. McSweeney did well, as did Manus. I thought that was the best Manus has played in quite some time. He left the ball really well, but as his innings went on, he got forward really nicely. Flicked the ball through mid-wicket really well, and some beautiful driving down the ground and through cover. It was just such a big shame for Manus that he didn't go on and get that 100 that he looked so sure of getting. It was a wicket, it was against the run of play, cutting one straight to Jaiswal at gully, who took a very good catch, to be fair, but thought Manus looked set for a lot more. And reason number three, that partnership between McSweeney and Manus Labuschagne set things up for Travis Head, who's done it to India again. It was a great moment for him in front of his home crowd. They love him there. He's got 300s now at the Adelaide Oval. This one was a ripper because the platform, a bit of a platform was set for him, and he ran away with it. And once he gets going, he knows how to take a game away from opponents, especially India. And he did it here magnificently. He didn't take a backward step. When India fed him with helpful deliveries, he punished them. It was outstanding to watch. It really was magnificent. He got man of the match. I thought probably Mitch Starc deserved it, but Travis Head was absolutely outstanding. The fourth reason is not necessarily related to Australia, but it's something that Australia benefits greatly from, and that's Rohit Sharma's captaincy. I thought really poor, starting from his body language, quite defeatist in his approach, quite quiet, not really encouraging his teammates, not really lifting the energy among the group. But tactically as well, I think the fact that Jasprit Bumrah bowled just four overs in the first session of day two was a key turning point in the game. That was the time where India had to pounce and had to be proactive in that game, because Travis Head had come in. Jasprit Bumrah has just taken a wicket of Steve Smith. He had to get the wicket of Travis Head, but he only bowled five balls to Travis Head in the first session. I thought throughout the day, on day two, it was quite defensive with his field settings, lots of easy singles and twos. I thought the tactics, I don't know why Travis Head played beautifully, the tactics to Head were quite mystifying, to be honest, because we all know Travis Head has probably got an issue around the ribcage and the armpit. He doesn't quite like it there, but India did not try that at all to him. They kept feeding him deliveries right in his arc, particularly outside off stump, and Travis Head obliged. And I felt Rohit as a captain, and we saw that when India lost 3-0 to New Zealand. And we see how New Zealand are going against England. He waits for things to happen. He's not a proactive captain. And I felt he's relying on wickets against the run of play. And Australia obliged at times. We lost a number of wickets against the run of play, including Marnus, Mitch Marsh, Alex Carey, when we were really on top, and then wickets fall, seemingly out of the blue. It's even putting a deep point in for Pat Cummins early and giving Pat Cummins an easy single. Quite remarkable. So if he doesn't improve as a captain, I think, in this series, I think that's going to be a huge advantage for Australia. We'll see how that goes, but I think India have a Rohit problem there. The fifth and final reason is Pat Cummins, I thought, was back to his best, and Australia did not relent in that third innings. Jaiswal was looking solid. He was looking really solid in the start of the second innings. Scott Boland comes in and nips him out first ball in his spell, but I thought Pat Cummins was outstanding. He was underdone at Perth. The fact that he didn't play a Shield game in the lead-up to the Test series, I think, was a big blunder because he was under par, undercooked at Perth. But he came good. He was outstanding in this game. The aggression. The wicket of Pant in the first innings showed me that he's well in the series now and the reaction to it. That was a crucial wicket at that time. And then in the second innings, the ball to get Rohit Sharma, a work of art, similar to the one he got Joe Root out in that Ashes in 2019. And then just bumping guys out, aggressive. Just different sort of tactics to keep India honest. I think we didn't do that at Perth. You know, when Karl Rahul and Jaiswal were going strong, we didn't have a plan B or C there, but he was willing to try different things in this Test match, Cummins, and he was outstanding with the ball. For a lot of Jaffers, including Stark, to Shubman Gill. That was absolutely magnificent. So great performance from the Aussies and set up an easy fourth innings chase. On to the Gabba. I don't think there'll be any other changes bar Josh Hazlewood for Scott Boland, provided he's fit. Let's hope we can avenge what happened 4 years ago at the Gabba, get a win there, get a series lead, and go from there. Fingers crossed.